I'm Beth Massey, and I'm here with Christian Salgado, a developer intern on the .NET Framework team.
Right.
How are you doing?
The BCL
team. The BCL, the base class library.
That's right.
How's it going?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
So tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? What school did you go to, or do you go to?
Okay, so I am from Mexico.
Okay.
I studied at Tec de Monterrey in Querétaro. I've been studying computer science for 3 years right now, I guess.
Okay.
So I'm a returning intern. This is my second time here at Microsoft.
Cool.
So hopefully I'm making a good job.
Great. So how did you get into computers? What sparked your interest?
Oh, okay. So this is kind of interesting because I've been always into computers, but not as a developer guy, just as a guy that just started, you know, browsing the internet, using all these Microsoft programs that were before just all the Office suite.
Okay.
And I've never been into a coding scheme like before actually starting school.
Okay.
So I was kind of feeling intimidated when I get to school and a lot of my friends said, okay, I'm a programmer since I had 11 or 12. So okay. It was kind of weird for me. But I always wanted to see that how computers work, how can I actually do the things I used, how they work, and how can I help make all that stuff. So that's what I kind of got interested to getting in a computer science major.
Cool. So you wanted to build the software you were using.
Yeah, I mean, I was impressed by all this stuff. I said, okay, I may want to write all this stuff by me.
So you started programming classes and you enjoyed them and decided to go for it?
Yeah, okay. I started seeing that was what I liked. So I said, okay, this is what I like. So I won't feel intimidated by everyone who seems to know a lot more than me.
Cool.
I'll just continue working on that and working hard so I can make all that stuff that I wanted to make before.
That's great. Well, you made it here. That's good. You said you were here before. So this is your
second time.
Where did you work before in the .NET team?
I was in C++ team.
Okay.
Right, in the graphics leveling C++ team.
Cool. So what are you working on the BCL .NET team?
Okay, so I'm actually creating a web service that gives hopefully a lot of things in Microsoft, a deep insight on a lot of APIs. It gives some information, some internal development notes that they can use when they're developing syntax, availability, intersection between different .NET framework profiles, like .NET framework 3, .NET framework 4.
Okay.
So you can select the intersection between all those profiles.
So it's like an API explorer for different targets?
Yeah, it's very similar to what you can actually see on MSDN.
Okay.
But this actual tool is directed to developers inside Microsoft. So it has some information that's very used by them.
I see, like comments and notes and things like that.
Right, that's
correct. So this is an internal tool you built, you helped build, or you built this yourself?
A lot of the tool, a lot of the information was actually in there.
Okay.
And a lot of other information was not in there, so I had just to take some code from the team and write some code by myself and then just porting it to a web environment.
Okay.
A lot of the code was made for a desktop tool, but not as a web service.
So we've had a tool for a long time, it's just it was desktop based and you wanted to make it more of a web service.
And it wasn't available to a lot of things in Microsoft. It was just available to my team.
Okay.
So this will help us to get all that information easily communicated to all of the Microsoft teams.
To the whole company, right. So let's check it out. You want to walk through it?
Okay, sure. So while I started to work into the web service, as you may know, I get returned a lot of JSON files and a lot of serialized data that was pretty difficult to actually read by myself to just see if I was doing things correctly.
Okay.
So I started working also on a website at the same time, just to see if I was building all my serialized data in the right way.
Okay.
So my manager liked the site I was starting to build, and he said, okay, just let's make this website also part of the project.
Right.
So right now I was building the service and the website that consumes the service and gets all of the information it displays from the service.
Okay.
So this is the landing page for the website itself.
Okay.
It's not a big deal. So it has some functionality in here, you can look at all the profiles that exist in the .NET framework.
Okay.
So you have framework 1 to 4.51, that's the latest update we have launched. So you can also just click on any of them. It will communicate to the service and get a, retrieve a lot of information from it.
Okay.
Namespaces
here.
Yeah, all namespaces in here, and then you can start expanding on them. So when I click, it communicates again, gets the all the classes that are in this given namespace I've already clicked on. So it also gets a lot of information, like the kind of the API, so it gets this images thing.
Cool, all the properties and methods.
Yeah, that's right. So you can actually go and click on view details. It will show you some comprehensive information.
Okay.
I'm still working on general design. This is just the design may change on time.
Simple is good. I like it.
Yeah. So so in fact, a lot of people on the team have actually looked at the site, and I'm just getting feedback, like a lot of feedback from them. So it's kind of also difficult to get all that feedback into a consistent change I want to do.
I see.
Some people say, why don't you do this kind of change? And other people say, why don't you do this kind of change? And
we have a lot of changes. Opinions here on Microsoft.
Yeah, so everyone's a critic. So hopefully I'll get a design that kind of appeals to the more people. So we can get some syntax in here.
Okay.
I made this coloring parsing by myself.
Nice.
So it's a pretty simple tokenizer. Then color set.
And then the web service itself, what technology did you use for that?
So for the web service, I used MVC5, the .NET framework, and Web API too.
And Web API.
Yeah, so for the client, I'm using MVC5, and for the service, I'm using Web API too.
Cool.
Which is pretty comprehensive and pretty straightforward to use. Mm-hmm. So it makes things a lot easier than a lot of other frameworks.
Do you want to show us a little bit of that code?
Okay, sure. So.
So this is your project.
Okay, yeah. So this is my project. This is actually an MVC5 project, which you can actually just go and select from templates in Visual Studio. And it will create a bunch of files for you. The main kind of classes for these projects are the controller classes,
right,
which inherit from an API controller. This is just this is all just managed by the framework.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you get some request, a GET request with some kind of parameters in the URI,
mm-hmm,
then I will return some data, as you can see here. And the good thing is that actually the framework manages to return this innumerable of nodes in an actual serialized object. So
in
I don't have
JSON,
to worry.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
The JSON file. So I don't have to worry about serializing that by myself. I just say the framework, okay, this is what I'm returning. The framework will just try to serialize it. If there's any kind of problem, then maybe I have just to go into some customization on it. But pretty much of the time, it works straightforward. So
the way that you defined your API here is you're asking us to provide just some properties here, the name, group, and assembly.
Yeah, that's right. So okay, for the one we saw, the profiles, where I got a list of profiles, actually we can... I'm just calling a method that whenever I get a request from this specific URI, I retrieve all the names from the profiles, and then just return them in an enumerable.
And that's all the versions of the framework targets,
that's
right?
Okay. So that's what we were able to see before.
And then if we want to make a request on a specific namespace, do you have a controller for that?
Yeah,
too, right.
Okay. Yeah, so this one says, okay, this one gives me all of the profiles, and this says, okay, which profile do you want to get data from?
Right, sure.
And from which specific node? Well, remember, when I click a node, I got the children from
right,
there.
Right, as we went down.
That's right.
I gotcha. Cool.
Yeah, so that's maybe it's pretty much what's happening. Here's like the nodes that I told you about, the internal nodes. So system activity is activity. Doesn't have any kind of comprehensive nodes for Microsoft developers. But a lot of other classes
design notes and things like that, like why they were created. So the data itself, though, the notes themselves, the API information itself, is generated by the team manages
stuff. Yeah, they have a file. They have a file that's updated every night.
Okay.
It's put in a service, In a server, I mean, and the service just goes and retrieves all the information from that file.
And you pick that up and then use
Yeah,
it in
pick
your
that up,
service.
use it in the service, and then just return it as a JSON, which hopefully a lot of clients can start using.
Cool.
So,
and you cache that file in memory when you start the service up,
yeah,
so it's quick?
Sure, that's
because
it.
the first time it was a little slow and then it starts.
Yeah, so for example, if you see when I click, I don't know, this profile that I never clicked, it's kind of building it for the first time.
Okay.
But if I go and click it again, it's now just
a little faster.
Very fast.
Yeah,
because it's stored into memory the first time I use it.
Cool.
So that's what it does.
So you have fun building this?
Yeah, it's been pretty fun. Because I didn't know anything about web designing and web. I've never used jQuery before.
Really? Okay.
And never built a web service before. So it's been very challenging, but also a pretty learning experience. I've been learning a lot while doing this. And I also like that I think I'm making a tool that hopefully will be, like, will give some value to a lot of Microsoft teams.
Yeah, it'll be valuable.
So
I'm sure it will.
Yeah, so that's actually what I like about internships in Microsoft, that a lot of interns get to do work that gives value to the company itself. It's not just like a side tool, but we get to do something that really matters to the company.
Something real, something meaty. Yeah, that's really cool.
So I will show you some kind of cool functionalities.
Sure.
So, for example, in here we have the system action details page.
Mm-hmm.
We can get its availability. So basically we know the action API is available in all of these profiles.
Oh, cool.
For example, we know that in 1.1, 2, and 3, it is not available, so you cannot use it. So this also kind of helps the portability, because you will know, okay, I cannot use this specific API in this specific profile.
Because it didn't exist yet.
Because it didn't exist yet.
Right,
so it helps them to do that.
It kind of, you can kind of see the evolution of the entire framework. That's pretty cool.
Right, and you can also navigate through their direct children and get the construction for that action.
Okay.
I have also a common API. This is the intersection. So basically you can see, okay, I want to see what's in both Net Framework 3 and Net Framework 4.5.
Okay.
And show me everything that's in there. And this will show you everything that's in both of them.
In both, okay.
Yeah, so you can see that all of these things are in both 3.0 and 4.5.
Okay.
So that's actually also a pretty cool functionality.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, because a lot of people has been asking for this, and I also getting requests for making like the opposite now.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's not in 3.0 that's in 4.5?
Yeah, so I haven't...
Because I think that's a smaller list than this one, right?
Sure. So I haven't implemented that yet, but that's definitely on the list.
Cool.
So hopefully I'll get it to the done when the internship is over.
Okay, cool.
So that's another thing that I'm working on. Also a pretty basic search. You can just write something. And it search for them. Yeah, it retrieves you some information and the same stuff. So,
and since you implemented this as a REST service, then anybody could write their own client against
Yeah,
it
they
too.
Can write their own client, and so they can actually send some GET requests to these kind of URIs.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, if you send a GET request to these addresses, you will get back. You will be returned with some data that you can use to build your own client.
Okay.
For example, if I wanted to see this search that I just made,
mm-hmm.
I can send a request to this specific URI. So I can just come here and write URI/ search/. That's
query string.
Query, right, and then value just write string dot format. And then I get the JSON file.
Cool.
For that specific.
There it is.
Yeah, there is. So I get all these results. So everything that's shown in the website, you can actually get that information from the web service. So all of the tweaks I've made from like the images, showing different images for a namespace, for a class,
mm-hmm.
all that stuff, it's actually working because of that I'm returning in the service. So nothing of this is kind of hard-coded itself, it's just getting information. And whenever the team goes and updates the file overnight in server, then tomorrow I have the latest information on the
So it's dynamically generating this stuff too. Or at least reading. You're reading the file every night. That's very cool. It's actually I love how a lot of our our tools have really also evolved. Our framework has evolved, as we can see, the framework has evolved. Our tools have also evolved. It's actually easier to build these web services nowadays than it has been a long time.
And for example, this help page was pretty easy to do using the .NET framework MVC5. Because if you look at this, I can actually go and click one of these addresses, and it show me how the JSON file is actually conform itself. So I know that the JSON file has a key and a value for this specific request, or maybe for the common API that we've just seen. You know that I have a catalog node and a children count, and this catalog node has these properties inside of him.
Okay.
So this is also some comprehensive documentation for any developer who wants to use the service.
Yeah.
So they know how the JSON file are composed, and then just create their own models, their own objects, based on the JSONs they're retrieving.
That's very cool. So I don't know, maybe I'll create a phone app or something for you.
Let's see.
We're on the go and we need it. That's cool. So when you finish the internship program at the end of the summer, I'm assuming, and you go back to school in the fall. Yeah. Is that how it works?
Okay. Yeah, that's how it works.
Are you staying in Redmond here while you're here?
Yeah,
cool.
Staying in Redmond.
So this is pretty behind close. Campus here.
Yeah,
somewhere?
Pretty close. Just like 5 minutes right.
That's awesome. So how do you like Washington so far?
Well, I'm in love with this place.
Cool.
I'm only being here in summer. I'm not sure how it works in winter.
You might not want the snow,
yeah.
I guess.
But there are a lot of places to visit and a lot of stuff to do in here. You never get bored. You can just start rest in your house, but you can also say do a lot of different activities in all the projects and areas. So it's a pretty good experience. I kind of recommend everyone who wants to come here just to give a try. Just try to get some school recruiting or whatever. But if you want to be here, I think you can actually try, work hard, and then come here with all your work.
It's achievable.
Yeah.
It's a great thing to have you here, too. Well, I want to thank you, and I want to encourage the viewers who are really considering a career in, computer science to really consider an internship program, whether that's at Microsoft or at any company, to just get your hands on some real stuff, and you're building real things here. So,
yeah,
it's a lot of good experience.
You will get a lot of challenges that you don't face before, because a lot of the times you make some side projects for yourself, and you're like you're your PM. You set your requirements, but when you have to work on a real thing, then you start having some real world issues.
Real challenges.
Working with a manager, working with a team. Mm-hmm. So all this kind of stuff, it's pretty interesting, and I really recommend everyone who wants to get into a career to try to get some experience like the one I'm having right now.
Awesome. Well, Christian, thank you very much. Till next time.